This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Live off the record with Chivago Lang is sponsored by Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, BTC, the Cleveland Clinic, and the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
If you feel like you
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. We understand that the Governor General fell ill on his recent trip to Eleuthera. And we want to pray the very best for His Excellency to pray for his recovery and good health, etc. Former colleague of mine in the cabinet of the Bahamas, and also just a good friend. And so we pray for His Excellency Cornelius Smith and his well-being. I have something that I would like us to talk about today, and I'm not entirely sure how you might receive it, but it is something that I find important to how we move forward individually as people and as a collective in this country, because as I listen to our dialogue, as I read our writings, and I'm talking about all of us now, and this issue that I want to talk about seems to become more and more important. And it's about self-deception. It's about self-deception. It's about whether you and I believe things to be true that are not true, or believe things to be not true that are in fact true. And so deceived, we ourselves are deceived, right? Think about it, right? You believe a thing to be true, but it's not true. Or you believe a thing not to be true, but it is true. That's called self-deception. And self-deception is really very tricky. I'm told by the expert, it is a natural tendency for human beings, that we have a certain bias toward self
session. And why is that?
We have a bias toward self-deception because we have a bias toward wanting to leave about ourselves the very best. Or I say more accurately that we want others to believe the very best about us. And so when faced with the possibility that a thing we thought to be good about ourselves may not in fact be good, a thing we thought may have been strong about ourselves may not be strong. In the face of that, we can oftentimes have a knee-jerk reaction of denial and would rather believe something different. So it isn't unusual when a friend points something out, when a colleague points something out, when others point something out, that we immediately defend ourselves. Because now our very sense of being, of importance, of decency is challenged. And we can't take that. A lot of us just don't want that to be so about us. So we rather live in this delusion. Mind you, something in the back of our minds telling us that could be true, but it is so painful to confront that reality that we then choose to tell ourselves a story to justify our conviction that no, it is you who's bad, it's not me, I'm okay. Self-deception. And they say that self-deception always covers its tracks very well. That's why it's self-deception. That's why it's so subtle, so strong, because it covers its track. And it isn't possible to live to your maximum life by being self-deceived. It is impossible. To run around believing yourself to be smarter than you are, dumber than you are, wiser than you are, more foolish than you are, stronger than you are, weaker than you are, more respectful than you are, less respectful than you are. To walk around the planet believing things to be true that are not true, and believing things to be untrue that are true is simply at its best dangerous, at its worst, at its best inconvenient, at its worst dangerous. To believe that a rattlesnake is not venomous and not therefore harmful, and to interact with a rattlesnake with that belief is to run yourself into a very dangerous situation. By the same token, to believe that a child is a monster when a child is not a monster is to then treat the child like a monster and to put that child in danger of harm or yea, even death. Self-deception is very, very dangerous. Can be very, very dangerous. And I want to say to you again, listen to me carefully. This is not Shivago Lang saying this. If you listen to the experts, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the people who study human behavior, we are prone to self-deception because we are prone to a belief in ourselves that we are in fact okay, better than maybe we are. And it leads us to behave in ways that oftentimes doesn't result in the ability to self-improve, because if you already believe you're okay, why self-improvement becomes a possibility. Or we treat people the way we treat them, not knowing that while they are telling us that our treatment might be one thing, we are believing it's another thing, and it creates relationship issues. Now, here is what I want to get to, because our personal private self-deception is one thing. What if we are self-deceived as a nation? What if our collective mindset, our collective beliefs, have us believing stuff about our country that's not true? What if we believe things to be true about us that are not true, or untrue about us that are not true? What if we are not as good as we say we are? What if we are not as beautiful as we say we are? What if we are not as civil as we say we are? What if we are more productive than we say we are? What if we are more efficient than we say we are? What if we are more prosperous than we say we are? Are we self-deceived in this country? And if we are, what do you think we self-deceived about? What are some of the things that we believe about this country, ourselves, that we believe them to be true, we believe them to be so, but they are not so probably. Well, not probably, they are not so. Or things we believe to be so, to be believed not to be not so, but they are. So anybody could venture any thoughts about that, give me a shout. You can text me, you can give me a call on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What is it that we in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as a collective group, not all of us believe the same things, but there are some general beliefs we have about ourselves. What are some of those things we believe to be true that you would say ain't true, or we believe to be not true that you believe to be true? What are some of those things? What are we self-deceived about in this country that might be hindering our progress, hindering our ability to change, hindering our ability to make progress, because we just cannot, for some reason, we just can't be jolted into knowing and understanding what the truth is. You know, if you walk around the world, ignoring what it is, because you have such a penchant for what you would like it to be, you are going to run yourself up into a wall. It's okay to aspire towards something, but you still have to walk in the world as it is, because in your aspiration, you are acknowledging a desire to change the thing that is. But if you walk around ignoring what it is, you can't even normally sometimes get to making it better. What are we self-deceived about, you think? Or we're not? We have a perfect awareness of what the Bahamas is. Perfect awareness. Are we a rich country? Are we a prosperous country? Are we a peaceful country? Are we a loving country? Are we an educated people? Are we a literate people? Are we a Christian people? Are we a moral people? Are we perverts? Are we criminals? Are we corrupt? As a general rule, general belief I'm saying now. Are we lazy? Are we not as intelligent as we think we are? Crickets. So far. What do you think? What is it that you think? It does do something to you to have this question posed, does it not? It may even be uncomfortable. I do this exercise in my own personal life. It is not comfortable. Because I am forced to ask myself, you know what I do is, let me tell you what I do. And this is what we could probably do too today about looking at ourselves as a country. This is what I do. I learned this process, by the way. So I write down what people say about me, good and bad. That's what I do. I write down what people say about me, good and bad. So just in case you all don't believe me, I have my notepad right here with those things. So what I do is I say, what have I heard about me by both enemies and friends? And then I say the negative things, and then I put the positive things, and I write all the things, and I try to be brutally honest about it. Whatever I've heard, I'm not asking whether it's true or not true, that's irrelevant. All I'm doing is I'm asking, what have I heard? Then I'm asking, what do I believe about myself, good and bad? So that's the other part of the self-inventory. What is it that I believe to be so about myself, good and bad? And then the exercise for me is to try and get at as objective an evaluation of both sets of things as I can, because I want to live with a real understanding of myself. I do not want to be self-deceived. I do not want to be. So let me give you an example of how I've worked that over the years. So I've heard over the years, over and over and repeatedly, you are arrogant, you are arrogant. I've heard that over and repeatedly over the years. And you hear me saying that to you on public radio about myself, what I've heard about myself, you're arrogant. So what I did was I did a study of the meaning of arrogance. What are the antonyms, the synonyms and antonyms for arrogance? What is the etymology of arrogance? What does it mean in example, in practice, etc.? And so I wanted to get as full an appreciation of the meaning of this word so that now as I hear it applied to me, whether or not that was true. So in doing so, I arrived at the conclusion that it is absolutely true that I can display arrogance. There's if arrogance means, on the one hand, you don't give sufficient deference to other people's thoughts, then yes, there have been periods in my life where in being extremely aggressive or belligerent or argumentative, that I would be regarded as arrogant. If arrogance means you think you're better than other people, you think you're smarter than everybody, then that I concluded is not me at all. But if somebody applied the label of arrogance to me, I would say, yeah, I can see how you can get at that. And so that's me being real with me. So, and I've done that with any number of labels that's been put on me. Now, does that make me melt and feel like less of a person? It does not. It doesn't make me feel good, but it then though allows me with that insight to now check my behavior in ways that can alter that. Now, the way I have to do that is not by talking about it alone. I have to act in ways that are not regarded as arrogant. And I have to keep doing it. And now some people in seeing that may not think that to be authentic, et cetera, but that's irrelevant for me. What happens is the more the body acts, the more you behave in a way, you come to assume that character in time. And that's what you got to do if you want to reverse something. And so what I'm saying is, we have to don't be self-deceived. So to not be so, we have to be willing to do an inventory of all that is said about us and all that we say about ourselves, and then try to step back from that and get as best we can. And even in doing what we're doing, we still might be deceived, but we have to try as best we can to come to as real a picture of ourselves as can be had, because freedom comes from truth. Lies produce bondage. Freedom comes from truth. And there's no greater lie than the lie told to self that self believes. Because if you deceive yourself, who is going to unlock you from the self-deception? Saving and except some external intervention is able to jolt you into a reassessment of what you believe. So what is there that you believe we are self-deceived about as a people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? I hope you, maybe you're interested in the topic, maybe you're not. But we're gonna take a break. I'll give you a chance to take some time to answer. I see some people already doing so. So we're gonna take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Alain, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Marched the car. The lady run into me, marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are asking and answering the question today. What are we in this country self-deceived about? What is it that we believe to be true about ourselves that probably isn't true, or we believe not to be true about ourselves that probably is true? What are we self-deceived about? You know, it's hard to have people say things to you and about you that are negative. Most of the times, the things that they say hurt the most when they come from people close to you, people you care about or people you think care about you. But people closest to you are probably probably the best mirrors for the kind of person you are. Because they're, more often than not, you are your real self around them. Around strangers, we tend to be a shadow of ourselves. We tend to present the simplest version of ourselves to people because it's the version that avoids the complexities about our attitudes, our beliefs, our thoughts, our behaviors, some of which might be absolutely monstrous, right? So we tend, when we meet each other for the first time or casually, we tend to be really just simple versions of ourselves. This is how we get to negotiate the world and be as civil as we tend to be. We show the monster to the people closest to us. It's the people closest to us that we don't feel the need to be as courteous to in terms of good afternoon, good morning, how you doing, sweetie, yes, blah, blah, blah. It's the people closest to us that we tend to be the most real with and be a row with them and tear at them and so forth. It's the people closest to us that we tend to show not the beautiful parts of us with our makeup on and that kind of stuff, but we show our real natural selves that are not as made up. And so they get to see us more in our authentic selves than the strangers. And so when they point out, you're this, you're that, and the next, they don't have to be right. They don't have to be right, but it might be worth the listening, worth the watching, worth the observation, the examining, the consideration, because of their proximity to us. And we can take that and try to assess it to see if we need to alter ourselves in some way for the betterment of ourselves. So it's easy to be offended as a country in the Bahamas if people say you're lazy. It's easy to be offended in this country if people say, well, you know, you're not as internationally savvy as you need to be. It's easy to get offended if people say, you know, you're not as smart as you think you are. But the question isn't whether we get offended by what they say or not. The question is, are they right or not? Is it true or not? Because if it's so, why would I want to live the lie of believing something that is not true about us? We have some text here. This text says, I agree because I had to straighten too many people for those same kind of claims. I had to tell them that I'm not being biased because out of brotherhood relationship. Yeah, you would have heard people say I'm arrogant. I hear it all the time. Arrogant. People who I never met in my life. Yes. No, and as I said, I've looked and examined the issue and I'm not going to contend with anybody who believes that. It's for me to make adjustments where that causes people to believe that way, right? I'm not altogether sure I can be able to help every single soul with that, but you know, you do what you can. This text says, great show as usual. I'd like to engage in this topic, self-deception and self-delusion. It is a thin line between the two. All of us have an alter ego, which is that person we wish we were. Lots of us have self-importance, but it's a trait of narcissists. You're kind of mixing up some terminologies now, right? Somewhat, you know. Narcissism tends to be an extreme version of some of the behaviors we could reflect from time to time. And so, and that's a diagnosis. We don't run around calling people narcissists as if we know and we have the competence to diagnose somebody narcissistic. We can talk about narcissistic traits that somebody has, but you can have a person who lies who's not a liar, and you can have somebody who's a liar who can actually tell the truth, right? So we have to be careful with labels. Deception and delusion, they're basically the same thing. A delusion is really the mind conjuring up a thing about things that is not the case. So it's self-generated. But a deception could actually come from outside your environment. So you could be raised to deception. So for instance, someone could raise you in an environment to believe that trees are gods. And again, I don't know, somebody might say they are gods, right? But so you can be deceived by virtue of your upbringing and acculturation and then come to believe that yourself, as many of us have such beliefs today, to this day. This text is, Mr. Lang, about you being arrogant. I heard before a long time ago that you were not arrogant, but you come off like that. The person told me you are competent and intelligent, so that came off as being arrogant, so that make you come under self-importance rather than self-delusion. But I think you're cool as a person. Appreciate that. His text says, good day, sir. You have a caller. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm listening to you.
Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm listening to you, but you got to turn your radio down and listen to your telephone.
Hello, I'm in my room. This is Sparky. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Sparky. What's up, man?
Radio. But, you know, Mr. Lang, sometimes, you know, also when we make judgment on people and don't allow them to defend themselves, like you might say something about Sparky. You don't allow Sparky to come back and defend himself with you. You make a comment on me, and then, okay, so you're a talk show host, and you push the button down on me, and then you make a comment on me. Now, the whole world is listening to you making the comment on me, but I have nowhere defending myself, right? I listened to you from you started coming on. In fact, I listened to you before you even started radio talk show. I know you as a young politician. You come on most of the time. I could tell that you are very, very well brought up. You got brought up from mommy and daddy. You come off as one of those type of people. You got good schooling. You came from maybe a good neighborhood. A lot of people in Grand Bahama know you very well. You come on one of the things you usually say, everybody knows you for being a politician. We know all the politicians who've been in the House of Assembly, but you're basically one of the only ones who always say that everybody knows you as being a politician. We know all the politicians from Tiddler time. But what I'm saying is, I find you to be well learned, but when somebody disagrees with you, you seem to have a fight on your hand that you want to prove them wrong, as if, in my opinion, as if you know everything. In a way, sometimes I say he's arrogant, but he's not telling a falsehood. Now you can prove him wrong, left, right, or center. Are we a forgiving nation? We say we are a Christian nation. I would say we are a bunch of church-going people. Because you know, and I know, a bunch of people dress up every Sunday and Saturday and they go to church. But what they do between Monday and Saturday is another story. We lie, we sweetheart, we drink, we smoke, we do all kinds of things during the week. But on Sunday, we become so pitiful, pious, and godly, and it don't last for 6-7 days. You understand? If you say something sparky, then give me a chance to defend myself in regards to what you think about me. I have nothing against you, but are you forgiving to Sparky that, okay, you disagree with Sparky, but because you and I disagree, should you tell the production manager to say, well, I bar Sparky, but the rest is like, don't let him call my show, just because I disagreed with you? You understand where I'm coming from? We're Bahamian young men. We are fathers. We are brothers. Hey, like I always tell fellas, women will keep a grudge with another woman for years. Two men in a bar, they might talk and cuss one another. At the end of the argument, the fella called about that and say, give my boy here a beer, and that's the end of it. That's the end of the row between men. Women will hold that grudge for years. They ain't speaking to their own sister for the rest of their life. They ain't going around the house. They might not even go to their sister.
All right, Sparky. All right, Sparky. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you calling. First of all, we're not going to make the show about me. I use myself as an example of how one can evaluate whether or not you're being self-deceived. And I use myself, I don't want to use anybody else because I don't know anybody else as well. So I'm not interested in defending what I am or what I do. Secondly, I'm not gonna allow Sparky to do what he just did either. There are good reasons why Sparky and others get cut off. Good reasons why, from time to time, right? Because they say things out of the way. They say things that might bring the show into disrepute. And with the greatest respect of you, Sparky, you're not being truthful because the fact that you could call back the show means you could defend yourself. So don't pretend to be a victim when you're not, because you call the show often and you can say, you know, Mr. Lang, you said on the other day, blah, 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 blah. So let's not be deceived about being victims either, all right? And thirdly, the point is really about ourselves. What is it that we believe? Like Sparky pointed to something, we believe that we are such a Christian nation. And the question is, are we? Are we? Is that one of the things that we are deceived about, you know? Okay, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Pay our respects to our wonderful sponsors. And then when we come back, we continue our discussions. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, everybody.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, then chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns like 14.76%. With our International Equity Subfund, get access to U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without the red tape through our suite of internationally invested funds. Ready to set sail into the international markets? Then contact RF at invest@rfgroup.com to get started. RF, money at work.
Samantha's always on point. She doesn't miss a thing. When she signs up for any insurance policy, she reads all the fine print. She knows what's covered, what's not covered, and she's aware of her deductibles. When it comes to insurance, it pays to know your policy. Review every insurance policy so you know what you're covered for. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, calm or the warm. Let me know that you're not alone.
Producer, we're getting some feedback. I don't know if I'm the only one. Producer, you got some feedback. And I know they're me because I ain't doing nothing different. Is it, are we good now? We're not good. I don't know what's going on. We got it straight now? Good, I think so. And some. We were talking about are we self-deceived as a people? You know, some people, it's so difficult to stay on task because we're talking about the country, but you have an itch to scratch for yourself, right? Let's scratch the country's itch today. This text says, Mr. Lang, I think we have been led to believe, especially recently, that we are being oppressed by our leaders, former, that we are all entitled to be rich without sacrifice or qualification. I also feel we are convinced that tourists are obligated to come to our nation. I am filled with patriotism, but I feel we have been gravely misled and pacified. Wow, that is something. Are we deceived, believing that we are oppressed by our leaders, former and present? I know we have some views about politicians in the country. Oh my God, they are not good either. Are we deceived about being oppressed by our leaders, former and present? And that we are entitled to be rich? I'm hearing a lot of that, child. Oh, with all the natural resources in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, all of us should be able to get a $100,000 check every year. I heard that. I also feel we are convinced that tourists are obligated to come to our nation. Yeah, I hear that kind of talk too. I don't know how widespread it is, but you know, where else they can go? Where else these investors go? The Bahamas is a gem. The Bahamas is a jewel. I hear that. It says, I'm filled with patriotism, but I fear we have been gravely misled and pacified. That's interesting. This text says, Z, this is deep. It is probing. This text is good topic. Self-deception can be your worst enemy. It is a spirit of error, of lies. Remember, the devil called a deceiver, an accuser of the brethren. Personally, I'm surprised, shaken yet humbled by God to realize how many people are cunningly self-deceived, bipolar, narcissistic, prideful, stubborn, etc. Truth and only truth, which is God's word and will, and then internalizing it saves and delivers one and all of us from self-deception. What do you say? I agree with you 100%. My grandmother told me prior to marriage, one should observe the potential partner around the people that they are familiar with, like a sister or brother, even the way they interact with their parents. Your grandmother was very wise, very wise. That'll tell you a lot. Isn't it me? It is a telling thing. It is a telling thing. People can't be decent, can't be good, can't get along with their mommy, daddy, brothers, sisters, etc. And I know in some circumstances, it ain't them doing the not getting along, it's the parent or something. So I understand that. So every circumstance ain't the same. But boy, it is a telling thing. If you can't really interact, deal with your own family members in any kind of decent way, it can be telling. This text is mine, Mr. Lang, the fellas using portable. I don't know what that is. Says a lot of us are more emotionally unstable than we put on for the public consumption. That is true. That is true. Steck says, Sparky seemed like he wanted a rebuttal from the last time he spoke to you on the show. He started off right, but ended up with what he really wanted to say. I like your response. But I mean, listen, man, I see Sparky them coming from a mile away. And it's okay. So it really is. I want y'all to know, man. Boy, let me tell you something. I keep telling people I'll never forget what Algernon S.P.B. Allen said to me when I first went into politics and had someone criticize me in the newspaper. And he said to me, he said, that's things, eh? I said, what you talking about? He said, that criticism that on the front page of the sports section about you. I said, yeah, that. He said, man, don't worry, but you know. In a short while, that would be like water off a duck's back. And he was right. Because you've got to understand that people see what they see, and sometimes they are right about what they see, and you have to be willing to suck it up. So I ain't gonna be no kind of thing for me. So Mr. Lang, this topic is a serious topic. I look in the mirror just now and say, boy, you delusional as hell. Fix yourself. So every person getting $100,000 from natural resources, that's self-delusion. Thinking God made all these planets and only us in this universe, that's self-delusion. Ah, boy. Someone say. Yeah. Some people. Anyway. So, are we delusional? So come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to talk about some things that I think the jury is still out on whether they are true or not true about us. You could get vexed with me. I can't help that. But I am going to talk it though. Because I do believe that there are some things we believe about ourselves, some things we believe to be true about ourselves, that the jury is still out about whether they are true or not. And I believe that there are things that we don't believe to be true about ourselves that I think the jury is still out on whether they are true or not. And I want to talk about it, right?
See, folk, we could go along whistling past the graveyard all we want. No one can stop you from doing that, right? You could whistle past the graveyard. But it occurs to me that a very real way, I'm gonna croak, right? And if you see, if you look at time in terms of its stretches across history, I'm gonna croak soon enough, right? I mean, I'm talking about die. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm gonna die soon enough, right? And when I die, I do not want to be like one character in an author's novel who on his deathbed said, I realized that all my life, I thought I was climbing down up the hill when in fact I was coming down. You hear me? I don't want to think that I was building all these wonderful experiences and realities for my family, for my career, for my education, and when in fact I wasn't doing that. And that the things that I thought were valuable to my contribution here on the planet and my eternal salvation were in fact not valuable. Why? Because I simply wouldn't see the truth. I was self-deceived. I'd like to think that if we're going to be participants in the building of our nation, that we ain't spending doggone time thinking that we are using blocks, when in fact, we're using cardboard. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call at all on the show, you can call us on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Somebody's telling me my volume is 60% lower than it should be. That's very precise. Producer, tell me, let me know if we if I have an issue, please. I just tried to make some adjustments. You know, it's good to have the feedback so that you can, you know, I want you to have quality production. I'm not in the studio, so, you know, I'm happy for the feedback. We're talking about whether or not we in this country are self-deceived and what it is we might be self-deceived about, right? Because that's better. Great, great. Glad to hear it. I did make some adjustments. So thank you very much. They seem to have helped. So what are we self-deceived about? And I haven't gotten too many answers from yourselves about what you think we are self-deceived about. But I can talk about a couple of things that I think as a country, we may think are true of ourselves, but are not probably true, and that we think are true, not true of ourselves, that are probably true. Okay? When you're mad with me, it just might my perspective, my view, and I want y'all to know that you're not, I'm never going to be shy of giving you my views. I'm going to do is I'm always going to express them as my views as opposed to as fact. When I think I have what are facts, I'm going to use those and express them as such. And I'm not going to be timid. I'm not going to be shy. I'm not going to lack confidence in doing it. And if you call me and you disagreed me on a fact, but you can't produce a fact to contradict my fact, I am going to challenge you. And the truth is, it is an absolute lie that I simply shut you down just because you disagree with me. I shut you down when you talk nonsense. I shut you down when you are belligerent about something you clearly don't know anything about. And I shut you down when you are persistent about an ignorance you're share my audience, because I'm not going to let it happen. When you're persistent and you try to take over my show, you get loud, you get boisterous, you get belligerent, and then you tell me when I do so, that is a problem. So I don't mind you disagreeing with me at all. Not at all. I don't expect anybody to disagree with me at all. I don't even agree with myself all the time. Sex says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Me and a colleague very near and Danny have been having this conversation all week. Our people tend to live in a fantasy land where facts are inconsequential to reality. Or in some cases, the juicy gossip we hear and love to believe. As a nation, we have lots of self-evaluation to do. Wow, I got to read that again. That is so clear. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Me and a colleague, very near and dear to me, have been having this conversation all week. Our people tend to live in a fantasy land where facts are inconsequential to reality. Or in some cases, the juicy gossip we hear and love to believe. As a nation, we have lots of self-evaluation to do. You know, let me tell you why we have such a challenge in our national dialogue. We have the challenge because in order to be more informed, you have to do the work of research. Listen to me, guys. It isn't possible to know more if you're not going to do sensible, rigorous research to actually get from people who have spent the time trying to know. So if you just want to watch Netflix all day, movies all day, YouTubing all day, but not researching, just get entertaining yourself. And then somebody comes and has a serious conversation and you feel like, cause you have a view on it, that counts more than somebody who has committed themselves to understanding certain aspects of how the world works and can corroborate by some credible evidence what they are saying. You're gonna be deluded. But that takes work. And too many of us, we don't want to read, we don't like to read, we don't know how to research, we don't want to research because it takes work, we don't have time to research, we're too busy doing our other things, but we want to come at conversations
with the same level of certainty as somebody who has taken the time to try and know. That's what we have the difficulty we have. So the self-evaluation is only going to help if we commit ourselves to the work of knowing. Okay? You get mad with me, right? Some people get mad with me. Not everybody. Some people get mad with me, right? Listen to me, man. Shivago Lang cannot conjure up knowledge in his head. I could conjure up thoughts or ideas, but I can't conjure up the distance between planet Earth and the sun, which they say is about 93 million miles away. I didn't conjure that up. Some that was measured by others who then, where I go and get the information, tell me what that is. Now, if you come and row with me that the sun isn't 93 million miles away, I mean, against these other folk who are in the business of studying this, what do you want me to do? To listen to you? Really? Seriously, good? It's a problem. I can't do it, right? So we have to be willing to do the work. To do the work of knowing. That's what it takes. It takes knowing. So if you haven't spent any time doing any work knowing, just keep asking questions. Sometimes your questions could put people in their place before any statement you make. Just by asking questions, you can put people in their place, right? Sometimes when I'm challenged by people, I say, I don't get angry and I don't growl. What I say is, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a period of time to come back and show me evidence to support what you just said. Listen to me. I have done this to several people, and it's been now years since I gave them that challenge. Years. I'll give you an example. When the Ingram administration was in office and we were going through the elections, the Progressive Liberal Party at the time in opposition said that the unemployment rate in the Bahamas had arrived to 30%. It was on billboards and stuff like that, 30%. We lost office. I knew that was not true, but we lost office. So I became a senator. My very first presentation in the Senate, this was my challenge to the opposition, to the now governing party, the then governing party. I said, if you can bring to the Senate evidence to show that the unemployment rate was 30% when you said so, not only will I resign this Senate post today, I shall never return to politics. That was what I said to them. Never, ever will I return to politics. I still waiting. One of the senators jump up. I'm going to get it right now. I still waiting. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Minister Lang, you know, boy, you know, there's always someone who can argue that the sun actually is only 93 miles away because the sun rays are so intense, but that would be an argument. I think what we need to do is just appreciate the fact that there are going to be different people, because we think the earth and the world is round, but perhaps if we just think of it as being flat, not as it being flat.
My brother. The sun is 93 million miles away. And I'm not talking about, you could raise an argument, but anything. I'm talking about intelligent people now. I'm not talking about people who just want to run their mouth. I'm talking about intelligent people. No intelligent human being is going to argue that the earth is 93 million miles away from the sun, because if that was so, we would not be here. That's not even how to argue.
All I'm saying is there are some people, there are some universities that teach that.
No, sir. We're not doing that. We're not doing that today. Okay, you want to talk about something else? We're talking about things.
I just simply want to say we just need to appreciate the fact that other people will have other views. And
I'm not going to appreciate that because I can have people who have views that I shouldn't be alive and therefore want to kill me. Why should I appreciate that?
No, but I mean, at least you know that person want to kill you. Without appreciating that, you wouldn't know that.
Yeah, we're talking about intelligent. Listen, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Oh, Lord, have mercy on a nice old day. What are we deceived about? Somebody is answering, at least. Let me get to this. This says, good afternoon. The Bahamian people have deceived themselves into believing that any single government in the last 35 to 40 years have operated and governed this country in the best interest of the Bahamian people, as opposed to their own political agendas and that of the special interest and their political cronies. Okay. This text says, it is sad to say many of us do not take the time to do proper research from the proper sources to obtain information. The work of knowing anything takes research, asking questions and reading. Absolutely. Absolutely. Takes work. I was trying to get at, okay, so Bahamians are deceived in believing that any single government in the last 35, 40 years have operated and governed this country in the best interest of the Bahamian people as opposed to their own political agendas and that of the special interest and their political cronies. Okay, so you believe that that's what we are deceived about. Okay, maybe somebody agrees with you. Maybe somebody agrees with you. But I would turn that around and say, are you deceived to believe that they've only governed in accordance with their political agendas and that of the special interest and their political cronies? So in the last 40 years, national insurance as an institution was created for political agendas, cronyism, and special interests. The courts of the Bahamas have been established and operating for political agendas, special interests, and cronies. The public education system of the Bahamas, with 3,000 plus educators, having educated tens of thousands of Bahamians, including Shivago, Sean, Lang, and so many others, was done purely for political agendas, special interests, and political cronies. The junior achievement that exists in this country, having been brought by the private sector and partnered up with the government of the Bahamas, has been done for special interests, political agendas, and political cronies. That the Fresh Start program, same thing, that social services that provides for people's assistance and needs, that was just political agendas, special interests, political cronies. Really now, that is not self-deception. That the media that was liberated, mind you now, this the media got liberated so people could speak their mind and cuss their government out, was done for political agendas, special interests, and political cronies. And the people who believe the other side is deceived, but there isn't any self-deception on that side. I could see a statement that people who believe that only, you know, or that none of this has been about political agendas and special interests and the political cronies. Maybe I could buy that. But have operated and governed this country in the best interest of the Bahamian people, that I must believe that all this infrastructure, all of this institutional infrastructure, all of these programs, all of the ways in which we have benefited, all the scholarships that have been given all over the years in this country to young people that the University of the Bahamas, established by the government of the Bahamas, I must believe, was nothing but political agendas, special interests, and political communities. Say your reward shall be great in heaven. I hope so. That's another thing. I hope I'm not deceived about it. I hope I'm not deceived about my belief that believing on Jesus Christ is going to get me that salvation. Because it sure ain't going to be because of my good works. If I had to rely on my works, it could be a problem. Ah, boy. So let me give you one of the things I believe that we're self-deceived about. I believe that we are self-deceived about just how sophisticated a people we are. As I listen to our dialogue, it seems to me that we think that in the world of innovative, creative, industrious, and productive people, that we have, by virtue of our economic development, achieved a level of sophistication that entitles us to a hold. Am I back, producer? Because it looked like something flipped just now. I think we are back. So I believe that we are self-deceived about how sophisticated people we are. And because of it, we will not open up ourselves to opportunities to become more sophisticated. So in many of our economic sectors, we are actually adolescents. When we think we are adults, that's my view. In many of our sectors, right? I'm not calling any particular ones. And we're paying the price for it. So I believe that we are not as sophisticated of people as we think we are. That doesn't have anything to do with whether you could dress in the clothes that you buy from America, ride around in the cars that you could buy from America, or put things in your homes that you can get from America. I'm talking about the attitudes and understandings of our place in the global scheme of things that permits us to do the necessary to contribute that much more and add that much more value to our own space and that more global space. I don't think we are as sophisticated as we think we are. And that's one of the reasons why when we go to the United States of America and spend some time there, we feel so much better. We feel, as my barber once told me, we feel like we're in a more organized space. We feel we are in a more elevated space in many ways. Not every place in America is like that, but the parts of it that we go and visit, that's what we tend to think. And as a general rule, that is what they are. Certainly one of the most sophisticated economies, societies you will find. That don't mean they ain't got crap and nonsense and trash going on. And that's one of the reasons why we can feel that way, because in truth, we are not that. That's why I believe that this lack of sophistication is why we are so scared of foreign competition. Yes, I believe that one of the reasons why we are so afraid of foreign competition is because we, in our hearts, we know that we're probably not as sophisticated as we are. But we go around, run around, deceiving ourselves about how sophisticated we are and that we can do anything. We could do anything, we say. We could do anything in the Bahamas. Well, if you could do anything, why just fly away to go get medical assistance? If you could do anything, why you fly away and go buy foreign people cow or import foreign people stuff? If you could do anything, do anything. You know why? Because you can't. We can't. We can't do anything. So that's one thing. I don't think we are sophisticated as we think we are. I also don't think that we are as Christian as we think we are. I don't think so. I don't think that we are as Christian as we think we are. I have not believed that for a very long time. I believe that we are as intellectually accepting broadly of the Christian belief as we think we are. I think there's no question that as a ideology, Christianity does dominate the thinking of Bahamians. But insofar as practicing the teachings of the founder of the Christian faith as we live out our lives from day to day, I think that we are as far from that as a people could get. Especially, and I don't only mean that in terms of who's sweethearting or who fornicating, because those are the ones we hit on all the time. Who's homosexual or not? Those are the ones or who's murdering? I don't even think of that. I think about that in terms of who's being truthful and who's not cheating, not cheating on their spouse or cheating on their boyfriend or girlfriend, but who's not cheating in life. I'm talking about who's gracious, who's not envying, who's not being jealous, who's not spreading falsehoods on their neighbors, who's not quick to run their mouth with gossip, these kinds of things, who's not quick to stir up strife between the brethren. These are things God hates. Six things that the Lord hates. Seven are an abomination to him. And we don't oftentimes list those things when we're talking about our sins. We talk about murder, we talk about homosexuality, we talk about rape, but the Bible says, for instance, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, that means when your eyes full of pride, trying to get at things from people or things. A lying tongue, this is what the scripture say now. Seven things that the Lord hates, seven are detestable to him. What are the things? Haughty eyes, pride, proudful eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community, a person who stirs up conflict in the community. So I don't think we are as Christian as we think we are. I'm just saying, we think we're a lot more Christian than we think we are. I'm gonna take a break, man. So those are my two. You could come back and maybe you have some more you could talk about. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Trev, Johnny Mo's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance,
I pulled my phone out, pulled up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep, sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of.
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, you're the one. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We've been talking about what are we deceived about, self-deceived about? Like, what are we not seeing about ourselves that we ought to see and see more clearly? And bear in mind now, some of us might be seeing these things, but I'm talking about as a broad population, what are we not seeing that we probably should be seeing? And I'm gonna at the latter part of this, I'm gonna tell you where this leads us if we can do it, right? So I said I don't think we are as sophisticated as we think we are. I don't think so. I don't think we are as Christian as we say we are. As a matter of fact, I think we are in the mean. I think we have some fairly material bad relationship attitudes. I really think so, and I think so. And then I also think that we are not as attractive an investment jurisdiction as we think we are. We're not. And I think the proof of that is we're not getting inundated by investors that way. Are we getting some? Yes, we are. But I don't think we are as attractive as we think we are. I think that there are things we can do to be more attractive, but I don't think we are as attractive as we are. And that's why we're not getting the play that we would like to get. I think we just, because some our attitude is like we have, some of us have this attitude that, oh, investors can come here because they don't have a choice. Oh, really? Well, they shouldn't be doing that. We see them doing that now. They don't have a choice. That's why they're not going other places. They're all coming here. But they're not. And that's the reason for that. Because you're not that attractive. You're not as attractive as you think, right? Some people think you are, and that's why they come. But in the mean, I mean, you're not being inundated by investors. And there's a reason for that. Some of it is they don't know. I think a lot of it is like they can't figure out how to make money in you or from you. Now, on the other side, there are things I think we believe to be so that I think is not true. Let me tell you one of them. And you could get mad with me and tell me, oh, it's only because you've been there. I really think that we are self-deceived about the extent to which the government of the Bahamas has been helpful to, over the years, to the good fortune of the people of the Bahamas. I think we're self-deceived about that. We think the government of the Bahamas has not been a major contributor to our development and well-being. And I think we're wrong on that. I think we're deceived about that. I think the government has been immensely helpful to us, immensely helpful to our education, immensely helpful to our safety, immensely helpful to our health, immensely helpful to our prosperity, immensely helpful to our comfort in life. I think immensely helpful, but we don't believe that, it seems to me. I think we're deceived about that. Say, wait, are you saying foreign investors are just not into us? No, I'm saying that they are not as into us as some people think. That's what I'm saying for sure. The Bahamians think that we are just this jewel sitting out there and all these folks are just chomping at the bits to come and get us and so forth and so forth. And it's just far from the truth. It's far from the truth, man. Go, ride around your country and see what you're doing. In fact, forget the foreign investors. Ride around your country and see what you are doing. What are Bahamians doing?
Who's investing? All this money we save, liquid money, billions of dollars, Bahamians having the banking system. Could somebody point me to the many places where they are spending this money to develop the Bahamas? Somebody could send me, please, help me. Anyone? Just send me in the direction. Where are the lawyers investing? Where are the accountants investing? Where are the bankers investing? I'm talking about the Bahamian ones in them now. Where are they? Where are the retailers investing? Where are the wholesalers investing? Where? Even as we speak, the push that we're getting now is a push that's coming from some foreign investments. So no, we're not as attractive jurisdiction as we think. And then, as I said, the government of the Bahamas has laid out the infrastructure, institutional and operational amenities, assets, resources to have afforded us the lifestyle that we have enjoyed in this country over these many years. It has made a major contribution to this country, even though we don't think so sometimes. Right? I think that the public education system of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has made a massive, massive contribution to the well-being of the Bahamian people, even though I think we don't think that that is so. Massive. To say that, does it mean to say that it is not in need of improvement, not with significant challenges? All right, please, you would have to be absolutely ignorant to say such a thing. But does it mean I can't believe what is, I believe, abundantly clear that the public education system of the Bahamas, which has had the responsibility for the longest time for the bulk education of the vast majority and diversity of poor and not so poor people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, hasn't made a massive contribution to this country? I cannot believe that any day of my life. Cannot. I would be deceiving myself to believe such a thing. Somebody says I'm babysitting. I'm barely audible. Is that true? Am I having difficulty? Let me see. If I'm having difficulty, bro, folk, I don't know what's doing it. I really don't. Low with a hum, producer, I don't know. Is there an issue? Please let me know. I don't have any internet issues. As far as I know, there's no. So producer, can you help me out and let me know what's going on, please? Maybe we can help and correct this. All right. Well, let's take a final break and maybe we'll figure out what's going on. All right, we'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
If you're looking to diversify your portfolio, then chart a course for RF Mutual Funds, where you can get global returns like 14.76%. With our International Equity Subfund, get access to U.S., Asian, European, and emerging markets without the red tape through our suite of internationally invested funds. Ready to set sail into the international markets? Then contact RF at invest@rfgroup.com to get started. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, I'll love if you feel like you've been down the same
road. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. You're going to have to tell me because I can't. Are we good now? Are we good? Is the volume good? Oh, I'm fine now. Good. All right. Let's hope we stay fine. Thank you very much. So I was just talking myself about some ways in which I think we are self-deceived about our circumstances in the country. In ways in which we believe things to be true about ourselves as probably not true, or ways in which we believe things not to be true that are probably true. So I can't give you an exhaustive list of things. I'm not even trying. I just wanted to give some examples of things that I think. But here's where this all is leading us. Is where I wanted to take it, right? I think that we ought to shake ourselves in this country. I think we ought to come to a Jesus moment, right? Where we get honest with ourselves, real honest, in good and bad ways, on good and bad issues, and come to grips with, are the things we believe about ourselves really true? And are the things we don't believe really true? Do we have, as an example, let me give you an example, right? Are our leaders competent? Or are they not competent? Right? Is our democracy really a democracy? Or is it not? Are we really a just society? Or are we not? Are we really an educated people? Or are we not? Are we really an intelligent people? Or are we not? Are we really a decent people, or are we not? Are we a people with good parenting, or are we not? Are we an honest people, or are we not? Not that is everyone in the society honest. You know, that's not true. But as a general rule, are we a productive people, industrious people? Are we a lazy people? Are we a rude people? Are we a hateful people? Are we an envious people? What are we? That's the idea. What are we? Going into 50 years of independence, 50 years, what are we? What are we really today? Right?
Let's look at some practical things. Should Junkanoo really matter to us now? Right? Should it? Yeah, yes, Junkanoo, as I asked the question. Right? Should cricket matter to us? Or baseball? Or whatever else? What is true about us? What is true? Somebody put a text in there. We believe that we are middle income people. Are we? Are we really? Are we middle income, or are we really maybe more like the working poor? What are we? Listen, are we really a society, a community? Are we really, really? Are we really a nation? Are we? Are we really people who care about each other? I mean, let's be real now. Are we really, seriously? Do we really believe in God? Really? Do we really believe in God? You know what the objectivist would say? The objectivist would say, if you want to know what you believe, check how you behave. That's what the objectivist would say. The existentialist might say, well, you know, to the extent that you believe that you believe, you believe. But do you believe? Do we really believe? We're going to have Easter come up. Do we really believe that there was a Jesus Christ who actually died on the cross to save us from our sins, to bring us close to God so that we could behave in ways that pleases him? Do we really believe that? Or is that something they taught us, brought us from the colonial masters, and we embrace that as a belief? But do we really believe that today? And how does our behavior reflect that belief? Really? Do we really believe that? Or only in this period of time when it comes up for notice? Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that we are a peaceful people? Do we really believe that? See, so 50 years now is a good time to do self-inventory. And as painful as the answers to some of the questions may be, or some of them might be delightful, is it not better to walk into the next 50 years with greater clarity about yourself than not? Now, here's what is true. If I'm the government of the Bahamas, here's what I'd like to do over the next 2 years. I would like to conduct as many scientific surveys as I possibly can to get a better sense of the thinking and mindset of the Bahamian people about those issues that matter to nationhood, so that we could know, what do we agree on? What do we disagree on? What do we believe? What do we not believe? I would commission studies that can delve into, like the chair of the Board of Trustees, delve into the issues of Bahamianization, delve into issues of immigration, delve into issues that are very near and dear to where we have been, where we are, and where we might be. Because what we need is clarity and truth about what we are. Because I really believe that in some ways we are delusional. We really are. We've got people who believe that the Bahamas has a significant source of natural resources, that every Bahamian should be able to collect a $100,000 check every single year for the rest of their lives. We've had studies commissioned. Nobody's producing this. Nobody's publishing the studies. Nobody is giving the information. Why should we go into another 50 years deluded about that or uncertain about that? Why should we? Why should we do that? We don't have to. You got Bahamians who believe the Bahamas don't need foreign investments in the way that they believe. Well, why we have to be deluded about something like that? Why can we not go into the next 50 years with sufficient clarity and information about that?
The goddamn is running around talking about all the crime in the Bahamas is because of this mixed blood. We got actual Bahamians who believe that. Now, some of them brave enough to come on the air, or some might say foolish enough to come on the air and say such a thing, but they may be representing a sizable portion of the population. And you know what that means? That means that the seeds of civil unrest may be planted in our society for future germination. But why do we need to be deluded about that? We can have the facts on it. And you, when you catch the persons who are convicted of crime, can you not do sufficient assessment of their background to dispense with some of the nonsense? I know some stuff has already been done, but we can do something about that. We don't need to be as unclear or as deceived about ourselves as we may be at the moment, because we can study ourselves. We have to do it. We don't have to be as deceived about the value and contribution of our education system and evaluation of what it has contributed and what it does and where it is in the broad scheme of things, because we can study the matter and we can know. Of a certainty, we can know. But to walk around for the next 50 years self-deluded, self-deceived, will harm us and not help us. Granted, sometimes some self-deceptions create some comfort, you know. They create some comfort. You tell the little child laying down beside the bed, oh, see here, Superman toy, the Superman doll, he's going to protect you all night. And the child goes to sleep comforted that Superman can protect them. Protect them from what? You know that doll ain't going to protect them from nothing. But, you know, that little deception helps. We tell children in primary school that you can't take big numbers from small numbers because that helps to give them the comfort of simplicity of learning the math at that stage. When in point of fact, we know you can take a big number from a small number and end up in a negative number. And we tell them that at high school. But do we want grown men and women living in a nation, walking around, deceived about what is actually true about the nation? Well, I don't think so. I'd like to know. If we are lazy people, I'd like to know. In general, I'd like to know that. If we are dishonest people in general, I'd like to know that. If we are unfair people in general, I'd like to know that. I'd like to know that. Because now I know what to work on. Just as in my own private life, knowing these things helps me to work on them. That's why I do, like I go online and I pay for personality assessments. I even do narcissistic assessments and all them kind of things. I do all them kind of stuff. Yes, and I pay for them. I get the reports, the full detailed reports. And tell me what your weaknesses are, what your strengths are. That's why it becomes very hard for, if you come to me and tell me, oh, you this, that, and the next. I'm not that surprised. I know them big beam in my eye. And that's why I'm kind of careful about trying to take specs at other people's eyes. And you got to clear my eye first. I'm big beam. Being or the beam in, I'm talking about them big trunk of a tree in your eye, in my eye. And there's a freedom to knowing the truth, because it empowers you to be able to direct your energy, direct your attention to making the necessary adjustments. Why? Because in making those adjustments, you get out your own way in terms of what it is you would like to do to maximize your living on the planet. That's the point, you know. That's the point. As a person, you want to maximize your living on the planet. As a community, you want to maximize your being and belonging to a society. As a society, you want to maximize your belonging to the global community. And you could only do that operating in truth. You can't do that operating in self-deception. So we can know better. We can know. We don't need to be cute and defensive. You don't have to believe something to be true just because somebody says it of you. Just listen, though. Listen, and then you can evaluate and try to get as objective an assessment of that thing as you can. And then you would either know
that they are right or know that they are wrong. And in either way, you are freed. Either way. Some of our leaders are running around the country. Man, listen to me, bro. Sis, you are not as capable and as competent as you think you are. You're not. Neither am I. I know I'm not. Right? I'm learning every day. You could do that better. You could do this better. You should look at that. You should look. We're not. Why should we run around feeling self-deceived just because we are comforted by the view that we are perfect? Nah. That ain't a good comfort. Say good afternoon, Mr. Lang. What you say about the survey is noble, but clarification is nothing without sincere and sustained action. You're right, 100% right. We don't need to spend money. We say we don't have conducting surveys only for government to say no. That was an opinion poll and do what they say. That's not the point. The point is the surveys that I'm talking about is not for the government, for you to tell the government what to do. That was what the referendum was about. This is about finding out what you believe to be so about yourself. You need to know that. Spend the money to do that, right? And if you're not prepared to do that in your own private life, you will not maximize your life. You will not, all right? And that's one of the problems for some of us, being prepared to spend the money necessary to invest in the knowing where we are and in the equipping ourselves for where we want to go. So no, it's two different things. I'm not talking about a referendum about whether you should equalize women and men or not. That's different. I'm talking about what do we know to be true about ourselves? Are you lazy or are you not lazy as a people? That's not the government telling the government what to do. That's telling you what is true about you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God bless you. Have a great evening. Naughty is up next with Talking Heads. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God spares life.
Everybody, come take my walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, BTC, the Cleveland Clinic, and the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll up if you feel like you've been down the same road. And I just can't keep living this way.